I've read of burning books on magic arts in the Bible, but for my guest's New Age and occultic books to disappear into thin air when she accepted Jesus, oy vey, interested? And I have Carly Paradis here, and Carly, you were not raised in a Christian home, but at 14, you went to heaven.
I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, at the time I had just chronic asthma, and I'd had a really serious asthma attack and landed myself in intensive care. And during that time there, I actually died and had an out-of-body experience. Now, I wasn't raised in a Christian home, so I didn't have the language for it. But in that moment, I remember looking down on myself, looking at the doctors working on me, shining their torches in my eyes, their flashlights, and just being moved. I was floating through a doorway in the hospital room there, and just really entered a long, bright light, and just felt just love and peace. But as I was traveling down that hallway in towards the light, I felt drawn to the side to some large gates, and as I was standing in front of these huge golden gates, a figure appeared in front of me, and that was the first time when I noticed that I had on a white robe. It wasn't a hospital robe. It was a white robe with my bare feet, and standing in front of me was a figure that put his finger on my chin and lifted my head up to his face, and his face just shone so bright, and I didn't realize then that I was meeting Jesus. I didn't have the words to describe that. He knew me, like he knew everything about me. And he said to me, it's not time, it's not your time. And I woke up and I was back in the hospital bed.
And this, she now has just a passionate something inside of her just to find this one. Yeah. That exuded such love. But she started looking, because she had no paradigm on Christianity, she started looking into the New Age, mm-hmm. and got deeper and deeper into not that same thing. And so she cries a desperate prayer. What happened?
I just said, God, if you're real, I need to know. I need to know you're real. And the doorbell rang, and I ran downstairs and opened the door, and there was a vicar standing there with his black shirt and the white dog collar on.
And a vicar is like
a priest from the Anglican Church. And he was standing there with a tract in his hand, and it had a big red question mark on it. It said, "Why Jesus?" And he didn't even get a word out. I just snatched that booklet from his hand and slammed the door in his face. I just knew that was my answer. And I ran upstairs to my bedroom, and I read all the way through it, and I accepted Christ, prayed the prayer of salvation on the back, and just felt the presence of God.
What a wonderful testimony.
That was the easiest doorstop conversion ever.
Now, what happened to your collection of New Age and occultic books?
Right. But right after I was born again, those books just disappeared from the bookshelf. No one touched them, no one threw them out, but they were gone.
Now, for the first time when you recognized God was speaking to you, mm-hmm. you were at a woman's Bible study.
I was.
And you told me that you were suffering from epilepsy.
Yeah.
How bad was it?
I had 3 or 4 seizures every day. And it wasn't safe. Sometimes my husband would come home from work and find me, you know, collapsed, or he'd get a call from the hospital from intensive care. It nearly killed me several times.
So for the first time you recognized God was speaking to you, mm-hmm. at this Bible study. What did he say?
You know, during that Bible study, it was with a different kind of Bible study than my usual church. And my friend was leading the Bible study, and she actually just left time in the Bible study for kind of a time of meditation, where we would just listen and hear God. And I'd never really done that before. And in that time was the first time I really remember hearing God on the inside of me. He said to me, in 2 weeks' time, you can be healed from this if you choose to be. And he set before me in my mind, I saw a vision of a light switch. And he said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. When you're ready, just flick the switch and turn the epilepsy off. So I went home from there and I'm just like, Lord, you know, I need to understand what you're saying in the Word of God. And for the next 2 weeks, the Lord showed me in the Word of God how Jesus had a healing ministry, and he went around healing all who were oppressed. I went back to that Bible study, and in that Bible study, my friend said, I just feel like the Lord's telling me I need to pray for you. So she prays a prick prayer, and I just know in my mind, I turned that switch. I turned epilepsy off. I went from taking 13 different medications a day and having 3 or 4 seizures every day to never having another one of them, and that was 15 years ago.
Now, this woman is as bold as a lion with the Word of God. She knows Carly was bold when she needed healing for herself. But I wonder how bold she was when her 3-year-old daughter had days to live. Be right back. Tell me about your daughter, Hannah.
Yeah, when our daughter Hannah was born, she had an autoimmune disease, and it's called eosinophilic enteropathy. Basically means that her body couldn't take any protein and digest it.
Well, that sounds awful.
It was horrible. She was 3 years old, but she was the size of a 9-month-old baby. Her growth was severely stunted. All of her hair fell out. She wasn't able to eat literally any food. She was allergic to absolutely everything. And so we had a feeding tube inserted directly surgically into her stomach to pump her 23 hours a day with a synthetic formula. Not that it would cure her, but in the hope that it could prolong her life. And really, at 3 years old, she was sent home to die with a week to live. So when Hannah was diagnosed, we thought, well, we know that God can heal, but does he want to? We had a misconception about the character and the nature of God, that God is really good and he only has good gifts and his will for us is always healing. And because we didn't really have that foundation, we prayed for Hannah. We were pastoring at the time. We loved God. We were fanatic about God, but we really didn't understand that God is a good God and the depths for which he loves us.
But a CD or a tape got into your hands that kind of your brain went tilt. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was a minister called Andrew Womack, and we came across a cassette tape, and it was perfect timing. And my mum had it in her desk drawer, in her chest of drawers, moved house several times. But she pulled it out. We just said to her, we were hungry for the Word of God. We were in a desperate situation. And we said, you know, do you have anything? Do you have anything at all that can encourage us, that we need to get the Word in us? And she said, well, I've got this old drawer full of dusty tapes. And she pulled this guy out. We didn't know who he was. And that was the first time that we really heard the gospel of power.
But the power of imagination came in because you saw something and held on to it tenaciously.
Yes.
About your daughter.
You know, she was 3 years old. She was laying in the hospital bed. Every day the doctors would come in and have a horrible report, always negative. And I just asked, Lord, I need to see it. I need to see what you're saying about Hannah. I know it's your will now for her to be well, but I need to see it. Give me a vision. Give me a picture on the inside. And the Lord is so gracious. He gave me 3 visions, and 2 of those we've seen come to pass. But right away, I saw her about 4 years old, so about 6 months in the future then, riding a little red tricycle. And the next one,
she was given a death sentence of 2 or 3 days.
She was in a vegetative state at this point. And the next picture was when she was 5 years old, walking in a green school uniform through the school gates on her first day of school. And the third one was Ashley, my husband, walking her down the aisle on a wedding day.
All right, you listen to this tape of Andrew Womack, which built your expectation. Then you found out he was speaking near you, right in England, and you took her to the meeting and he prayed for her.
Yeah, it was totally a God setup. We found out that he was only in the UK one day and it happened to be the very next day. So we got permission from the hospital to take Hannah out of the hospital, and we went straight to the conference, and Andrew Womack laid hands on Hannah and prayed for her. And she was instantly healed. 2 out of those 3 things you've seen.
But I have to ask you this. When you saw those pictures, Did you tenaciously hold on to them, or did you say, I hope?
You know, I meditated on those. That's really what kept me going, because when we have to learn to develop spiritual sight. We have to learn to see by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And faith sees the unseen. The imagination is so important. It's linked to hope, and hope doesn't disappoint. Biblical hope doesn't disappoint. In fact, the word mind in the scriptures is also translated imagination. Our imagination. Hmm. We need to start seeing ourselves the way God sees us. He sees us as the healed of the Lord. He sees us walking in health and in wholeness and in His power and by His Spirit. That's how He sees us. And when we start to agree with His picture on the inside of us, it's not going to be long before we start seeing it on the outside, because miracles start in the heart.
You know, when we return, Carly will pray for you to flip the switch for your miracle. Be right back.
Carly Terades experienced complete healing from epilepsy and severe allergies, as well as seeing her daughter healed of a life-threatening illness. Carly has trained thousands of people how to pray for the sick and receive healing for themselves. Now she wants to impart divine keys to you so you too can receive your breakthrough. Call now and get Carly Terades' powerful book, Miracles and Healing Made Easy, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Catapulted into a Supernatural Lifestyle. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9660. In Carly's brand new powerful book, Miracles and Healing Made Easy, she reveals a wealth of knowledge straight from the Word of God that will enable you to flip the switch of your faith and receive every God thing that God has for you. You will understand that miracles start in your heart, not in your mind. Learn why Jesus is your faith example. Find out how to tap into the power of imagination. Learn how to cultivate the miraculous in your everyday life. Through Carly's exclusive and anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, you will learn the divine keys to begin experiencing God's supernatural power daily. Learn how to partner with the Holy Spirit in a way you never thought possible before. Pray in the Spirit and release supernatural breakthroughs, miracles, and healing. Understand how to activate God's promises. The prayers on this audio CD teaching series are for you to receive your supernatural prayer language, healing from sickness and disease, the blessings of God in your life, special revelation through dreams and visions.
We just declare healing over any sickness. We command it to leave bodies. We command bones to knit back together, organs to start functioning as you were created to, in the mighty name of Jesus.
This audio teaching series is also available as a digital download if you order online today at sidroth.org. Don't miss out on getting Carly Terades' powerful book, Miracles and Healing Made Easy, and her anointed three-part audio CD teaching, Catapulted into a Supernatural Lifestyle. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9660. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9660 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Carly, how important was praying in tongues or in a supernatural language to that woman that was healed?
As I was ministering to that lady, she didn't actually, her heart was so broken. She'd been sick for such a long time, and hope deferred will make the heart sick. She was so disappointed about just struggling and not being able to receive. Then when she came and met me for ministry, she didn't actually want to tell me what was even wrong with her. Hmm. And she said to me, I'm not going to tell you what's wrong with me. I just believe the Lord's going to show you. And so in that moment, I just knew that I could only understand that by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I just spent just 30 seconds just praying in the Spirit. And as I did that, you know, one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit, as we pray in the Spirit, He gives us wisdom and revelation. He reveals to us hidden mysteries, things that we couldn't otherwise have known. And as I was listening to the Holy Spirit talking to me, I just heard the word liver. I just said, I don't know if this means anything to you, but I just hear the word, I think it's from the Lord, saying the word liver. And at that moment, the woman just kind of broke down crying. I thought, oh no, I've broken her. Right? I was supposed to be helping her. I messed this up. But she was crying because she had liver failure. And in that moment, as we prayed with faith, rose on the inside of that woman, just as a result of me starting out by praying in the Spirit. But one word of knowledge was all it took to raise that woman's faith to the point where she could receive. And she walked away from that encounter completely healed.
There's a phrase you use, and I like it. Do not give a lie permission to land.
Amen. You know, sometimes we hear things and the world is always speaking to us. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded with information. Some of that information is good. Some of that's just lies. It's not true. And we need to be careful what we allow to stand in our heart, to land in our mind. Yes. You know, we cannot stop thoughts coming to us, but we don't have to give them permission to land. And when it comes to our experience or even symptoms in our body, they are not the truth. There is a truth that trumps that fact. Amen.
James 4:7. You say it makes you bold as a lion.
Amen. Submit to God, resist the enemy, and he'll flee from us. You know, see
that. Say that again slowly.
Submit to God, resist the enemy, and he'll flee.
That's God's word.
Right? That's God's word. That's James 4:7. You know, I said I meet a lot of believers actually that have gotten the submitting to God bit down. They're okay with that. They're submitted to God, but they don't realize when it comes to sickness and disease that we need to resist the devil. We need to stand against
him. And you know, that word resist, that's a strong word. It isn't ignore, it's resist.
That's right. And passivity is like giving the enemy permission. You can't just lay passive and hope he's going to run away from you.
And so many Christians just think, well, God's going to take care of it. No, God already did 2,000 years
Amen.
Ago. You enforce it.
Amen.
You resist. Okay. Deception is the only weapon the devil's got.
He is. He's the accuser of the brethren. He is the father of lies. And there are so many people today that are sick because the devil has deceived them into maybe thinking it's even from God, that God's trying to put a sickness on them to teach them something. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus had a healing ministry. He went around healing the sick, casting out devils, raising the dead. Amen. Everyone that came into contact with Jesus every single time was healed. But we need to understand that the devil only comes with deception and with lies. And but he needs our buy-in, Sid. He needs us to agree with him in order for him to have any power in our lives. And the minute we resist him, we cut off his power source.
You say faith is like a muscle, and we should not despise small beginnings, and you illustrate it through the life of David.
The reason that David had we know David being famous for chopping off Goliath's head.
Right.
But he faced a giant. Many people today are facing giants. They might be called different things, maybe called poverty or sickness or depression or whatever it is. You know, your giants have different names. The reason that he was able to run after Goliath with such boldness and such confidence was because he'd fought the lion and the bear first. He'd exercise his faith, baby, on some smaller things. And I just want to encourage people today, Sid, because sometimes people will be hearing programs like this and thinking, well, where do I even start? Where do I even begin? And we can start exercising our faith on everyday things. Let's start exercising our faith muscles, not despising small beginnings. But next time we get a headache, rather than popping a Tylenol, let's pray.
But I'm reminded of this young girl, Carly, that had a little touch of the reality of God, but couldn't put it all together. Well, the truth is you'll never put it all together because you're not God. But I can tell you this, if you'll take that first step, he will run to you and he will put his arms around you. And there's some that are watching right now. You need the love of God to put his arms around you. I want you to say this prayer so that God won't be just on the outside of you, but will live big inside of you. Dear God, I've made many mistakes in my life. And I'm truly sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus has washed away every mistake. And I have a new beginning.
And now that I am clean.
Because of what you did, Jesus. I ask you now to come and live inside of me.
Take over my life.
I make you Lord of my life.
Amen.
Now it's time to flip the switch in reference to your healing. Anyone ready to have the light switch come on?
Father God, I just thank you for everyone that's watching this broadcast, for everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every sickness, over every disease, over all pain. Right now, we command sickness and disease to leave your body in Jesus' name. I'm seeing brains becoming whole, neurological function returning to people right now in Jesus' name. Alzheimer's is leaving. Parkinson's is leaving right now. There's arthritic conditions right now. We release the power of God in your body. We drive out arthritic conditions, every bit of pain, every bit of inflammation. We command in Jesus' name limbs to move, joints to move right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that your healing power is flooding through our brothers and sisters right now from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, that every ounce of sickness, every ounce of disease is draining away from them. Pain is leaving. There is bound joints that are becoming loose. There we speak life back into organs that have ceased to function. I declare over every organ in your body full capacity right now. Every symptom, every lying symptom from the pit of hell, we command it to leave right now. Woman, be loosed of your infirmity. Be loosed of your infirmity. Right now, I said, I'm seeing a lady and she has a spine. She has scoliosis of the spine and those vertebrae are lining up. They're lining up. There's straightening coming. There's bones that are growing. Somebody has as holes, there's a weakness in your bones, like an osteoporosis, but right now those bones are becoming strong. There is bones where there is space between. Someone has knees. Someone's getting new knees right now, where your bones were rubbing together. New knees are being created. This is Holy Spirit knee replacement. Lord, thank you. Thank you that your power is flooding through us. Eyes see, ears hear right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, I want to declare an end to infertility. There are women out here, there are married couples that have been trying for a baby for years with nothing. You've had parts of your body removed. You have things that don't function, but God is doing a creative miracle inside of you right now. There's ovaries that are coming back to life. Right now, we declare health and wholeness over your reproductive system, and we declare the fruit of your womb blessed in Jesus' name.
Repeat after me. I have flipped the switch.